Listening Library presents The Misadventures of Maud March, or Trouble Rides a Fast Horse, by Audrey Columbus. Read for you by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. The heat was awful. The breeze, when we got one, felt like it came out of an oven. Aunt Ruthie hoped to take our minds off our misery by taking us to town. Even in the dim cool of the mercantile, sweat made our clothing cling to our skin. My dress was the worst, made out of some kind of muslin that got itchy once it stuck to me. Every 2 minutes, Aunt Ruthie would say, "Stop scratching, Sally. It isn't polite." The shooting didn't start until we'd stepped outside of the mercantile. The screen door whacked shut behind us, and we were greeted by a volley of shots. It was stunning, really. Then it was scary. The noise was too great to take it all in at once. It's strange the way time stretched in that moment and seemed to go on forever. The entire morning passed through my mind, starting when my older sister Maud ate my biscuit with jelly that I had left over from breakfast. When I complained there were no more biscuits, and that was the last of the blackcurrant jelly, she said, "If you wanted it, you shouldn't have left it laying around." So while Aunt Ruthie said it was the heat, I knew it was that biscuit that had me squabbling with Maud all day. As we neared the barber shop, walking to town, Maud pulled Aunt Ruthie toward a stone bench, saying, "You're tiring yourself. Come sit down for a minute." And I dragged on Aunt Ruthie's other arm, saying, "It gets too hot to sit on that rock in the sun. Let's go someplace cooler." Aunt Ruthie said, "I've had enough of being pulled apart."